So to do a home screen, let's do that first, and then I'll talk about functions. So I'm going to go in and add. Well, first I'll edit this layout. So I'll rename and call this game layout, and then its event sheet I'll come in and rename to game event sheet. So I'll just do game ES.
Now this is a really good practice to keep to get yourselves from being too confused as to what events belong to what layout and vice versa, what layout belongs to what event and what's going on. It can be really easily confusing if you have a lot of levels, if you've got a lot of different pages in your game, and then you've got a lot of items as well.
Yeah, exactly. So now we know this is for the game, this is for the game. So let's right click and add another layout, and we'll call this, we'll add an event sheet with that layout.
Right.
And we'll call it home. And I'm going to come in just like we did earlier. So from the game layout, I'm going to copy and paste that layout size. I'm going to go to home and paste that layout size in. Let me zoom out a little bit so we can see. And now really what we want here is basically just a title. So name of the game, and then a play button. So we'll keep it really simple. We might make this a little nicer later on. But I'm going to add a text object and call it title text. So title text. Put it on here. I'm going to resize. And I want to do my view. I want to do snap to grid and show grid again. So I'm going to resize this and just kind of guess at what the center is. And I'll call this, what's the name of our game?
It's Awesome Game X, man.
Awesome Game X. And now we need to make this a lot bigger, so we'll do, let's go as big as we can at 72. Okay. And again, I'm going to not left in line, but center, and center vertically as well. So there's the name of our game. Now we need a play button. A play button, you could do a lot of different ways. You could have a sprite, and when you touch on that sprite, do whatever. Or what I'm going to use, since I don't have a play image, I'm just going to do another text object. So it's going to be play, and I'll call it button instead of text because I want it to act like a button.
Okay.
So play button, and I'll resize it here too, and make it a little bigger. So 24, let's say, and we'll center it just like we did before. Center. And maybe not call that text, but play. Cool, so all I want this to do is to be able to go to our game. Really, really simple. So I'm going to go into the home event sheet, and I'll rename it to home event sheet. Home, yes. Open up the home event sheet, and I want to use our touch object now. So touch actually supports mouse click and touch. So it could be on a tablet. It could be with a mouse.
PC,
right, it could be all those things. So touch and on touched object. So on touch object, when we press that play button, okay, done. Very simple. We just want to navigate to our game.
Now, what object would we use to navigate?
Navigation is going to be in system. So system is going to take care of a lot of those generic game things.
Right.
So system, and just like you would kind of say in English, go to layout. And go to layout, I'm going to choose the game layout. So that's going to get us to our game, but now we need a way when we lose to go back to our home screen. So I'm going to make this to set us up for the future. I'm going to use a function to do this. And I'm going to add another group called functions, and this will be nice if down the road you use a lot of them. And I'm going to add an event here, sub event. And notice we've got the function object in here somewhere. Do we see function? Or maybe that's one I need to add myself. Yep. So let me go back to, so that does not come with the retro style
game package.
So I'm going to double click here and find function. I think it's at the, somewhere in here, function, insert.
Now, what is a function as it relates to construct 2?
So we'll get to see a little better what that means. Mm-hmm. But basically what a function is, it allows you to kind of do a couple things in one place. And instead of repeating those things multiple times, you can just call that function and it does those things for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for if you're repeating several steps. So if, for instance, there's several ways to die, then you can have a function that says,
what happens when I die?
Right. So you don't repeat those things. And that's what we're going to do.
Cool.
So I'm going to add an event here, add a sub event, and now I'll go in and grab my function, and I'll do an on function. This is going to be the name of the function, and this is, I'll call it lose, and say okay. And now when I lose, I want to do a system, go to layout, and go back to my home layout, so home. So now we've got that function defined, but we actually need to call it.
Okay. So a function doesn't run on its own like events do in Construct 2 when the condition's met. I have to actually say, when something happens, make this function happen.
Right, yeah. It's just we go ahead and tell that function when to do its thing.
Cool.
So what I'll do is, let's minimize player motion. Let's go into collision events. And we've got this health check to see if health is less than zero. So we're going to destroy. And then we also want to go home. So I'm actually going to take this player destroy, and instead of doing it there, I'm going to take it down here to the lose function, and then when health is less than zero, I'm going to do function and call function, and that function is going to be lose.
Okay.
So now I can add a bunch of different things, whatever I need in this function, and then call it from wherever in the game.
Nice. So Okay. Whenever lose is called, I know that my player is going to be destroyed, and I'm going to go home.
Exactly. So let's run really quickly. And we might be taken straight into our game. So let's go straight into our game. If I hit the spikes, I am restarting layout, which I shouldn't be doing.
Well, we've got an event in here that's called restart layout right now. Because we didn't have that start screen to begin with, we're going to have to get rid of that action now.
Right. And so instead of restarting here, the same thing that we did with our call lose, we'll copy that and we'll paste it to the spikes.
Right.
And this is the beauty of having a function. If this was several events long, we can repeat that by just calling the function
one statement.
Line. Yeah.
Awesome.
So let's test that out. Let's go back to our spikes. Let's fall through. Hit that. We go back to our home screen. Awesome game X. We can click play. Go back to our game. There's our coins. There's our health. Going down, we hit the fly. And we can still jump up on the platform and collect other coins and play our game.
Sweet.
Very cool.